advised. Graphic language about to ensue. You have been warned.
Are you dancing, Navi? If you take the quad hoppers off, it'd be a little easier.
Take your shoes off. Stay a while.
No, take them off the right way.
They're off now. A little late.
I just can't win.
No, you cannot.
Must touch the butt. I didn't do it. That was you.
It's your fault.
It's always my fault. Enough, Navi. Now you just jumped so hard you almost knocked over my fish tank. Oh, she hit that loose board and the whole tank went.
Oh, I was like, I thought that was gonna get fixed.
Yeah, once we do the hardwood floors.
Well, I thought that was supposed to be done.
We were gonna do it, but then the roof ended up with another. We had a
another leak.
Well, no, when the roof. When Daryl was here, that was the day they were doing the roof for the leak.
Yeah.
And we needed a whole new roof. So the floor got put off because of the roof. The roof was a leaky.
That makes sense. I thought there was like another leak, and I'm like, whoa.
No. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
It is Friday.
It is.
And we are officially 3 weeks away from your wedding. Are you getting nervous?
It's FYI, it's 2 weeks. Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Are you okay?
2 weeks away from your wedding. How does that make are you nervous yet?
I've been with this man for 9 years.
Thanks, well, that's honey. Okay, because I have gummies.
There's plenty of alcohol.
I want the gummies.
I just won't be
Crystal,
bartending.
There's here, no have a brownie.
Hey, put it this way. I can't kill you with alcohol because I ain't bartending. I'm good.
We paid for that experience.
Yeah, one free drink for everybody.
Yeah, do you realize how fucking expensive that shit is?
It's a tech bitch.
You're wearing white.
Yeah.
You're not a virgin.
It's not white, though.
It's a yellowish color. Cream.
It's a cream.
Look, everybody, tech bitch got glasses.
Bobby, come on, child. Behave.
Mine are removable.
I swear to God, this is not... Don't start. Or I knock your teeth out.
Fart.
That would be terrible.
Fart. I'll give you gluten.
You gave me gluten.
I'll feed you pork.
No.
Paul couldn't handle that.
Wait a minute. Jennifer, if Trin is sick, why is she not at home? I is corn fuzzled.
She's being sick elsewhere.
Apparently so, yes. Exactly how I want them.
Alright.
So while they're doing whatever it is they're doing. 11,888 downloads. And didn't you say we were starting to pick up in Turkey?
Turkey.
Turkey.
No wild turkey for me, thank you.
Gobble gobble. And we're still sprouting in Brussels.
Yep.
Yay, Brussels sprouts, a little vinegar, a little salt, pepper.
You're fucking gross. Ew.
Navi, please don't jump.
I don't want you to choke on the hot dog either.
I guess Navi's cold, so.
I'm freezing and she keeps stealing everything. She's wrapping herself. Stop it.
Oh, okay. She's in her room sick. Okay.
Nevaeh.
Hey, guess what? Cooler titties. Hi, Jamie. Thanks for taking time out of your quickie to see us tonight.
Yes, Tricycle Mother is wearing shorts.
Yes, she has shorts on. So 11,888. We are 2 weeks away.
Nope. From their wedding.
So Friday the 13th, we will not be doing our show.
This is your kid.
You.
No, not really.
Handle it.
However.
Your daddy problem.
We are working on at least having the ceremony live on Whiskey, Wine, and True Crime. We're not going to have a show Friday night.
Throat punch you.
Because I've got too much shit stuff to do. They've got too much stuff to do.
Go punch Dad.
But we will be.
And you must marry them.
We will be live.
Legally.
On the 14th for their wedding. I haven't figured out how we're going to do it yet, but we're going
to
do it.
Well, if I have to sit there with my phone.
That's probably what you're going to have to do.
I will do it. I will make sure I got the power pack and.
I've got one right here. But anyway.
Sitting right over there.
So, yeah. So, we haven't really picked on Florida.
In quite a while.
Yeah, last time we were on the air, you couldn't find nothing with Florida.
So, I did find one.
Yeah, Jeremy, you would be there by then.
I did find one. And this one.
You got your ears covered. Be loud.
No, it's
go
just
beat up Daddy.
Her.
Daddy is your problem.
Please don't jump.
She fell on her butt.
Go, Daddy. Go beat up Daddy.
Okay, now why?
Beat up your father.
Oh, no. I am not going to join access to this account, this content. Oh, hell no.
Okay.
Yeah.
What porn sub?
What about Pornhub?
What kind of porn site are you trying to subscribe to now?
No, I'm trying to get Florida news. So it's going to be the same?
Or do I need to find something? No,
actually, I got it. I think I...
Figured it out?
Well, this is a short one.
But it's still Florida news, nevertheless.
Yeah. So... Let me see if I can find a little bit longer article on this one.
Hold on, baby girl.
I don't know. Kill some time there.
I just got information from my venue.
Okay.
I don't know what it's about yet. It literally just... We're excited to... I have a few loose ends.
It looks like you're playing Pokemon.
I'm actually playing golf, not Pokemon.
So we're in the middle of a show.
Ask Janelle.
And you're playing golf.
What's wrong with that?
More, please.
Because now I'm nervous to open up why the fuck I have loose ends on my venue.
Please.
Say drink peace. Thank you.
Thank you, baby girl.
We're getting somewhere.
Slowly but surely.
Oh, motherfucker.
Here we go. There we go.
I'm not involved in any of this.
I got a nice long one. Well, not really, but.
A medium one. But with
Yeah.
I got a few loose ends to tie up. And I'm hoping you can help with that. Attached is the original.
So.
Okay. Sorry.
No.
My cake lady.
What?
No, not the cake lady, the venue lady. Wrong person. Who the fuck is that? Who the fuck is that?
We better have cake. You can't have a wedding without cake.
There is. We paid for it.
It's because you paid for it doesn't mean it's going to be there.
No, we'll just serve brownies.
I'll make brownies.
Oh, no.
Why not? It could be fun.
We have 13 round tables. I don't think I need that much. I don't like that many people, but.
Make it 12. Unless you get a, if you get 13 around, then you got to put 13 people around it. You got to keep it.
That'd be like 666 type shit.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God.
6 + 6 + 1. Anyway, so how much you know about the shit that's been going on in Florida lately?
Not much of anything. I choose not to.
Do you know who Wade Wilson is?
The name sounds familiar.
This was back in 2019. This guy is called the Deadpool Killer.
Huh?
This is kind of a keep it classy, keep it creepy Florida type thing.
I'll accept that.
So, all right, so here it is. Wade Wilson, Deadpool, fuck, whack, fuck, drink.
Already starting this off, huh?
Oh, you suck.
Yeah.
It wasn't even me that usually started it either.
Not according to Drink Bitch, I don't.
What?
So, we're going to try this again. Yep. Wade Wilson, Deadpool Killer, sentenced to death for atrocious murders of women. Wilson strangled Christine Melton and Diane Ruiz on the same night in October 2019. Murders the judge called heinous, atrocious, and cruel. Wade Wilson, nicknamed the Deadpool Killer because he shares his name with the Marvel character played by Ryan Reynolds in the movie franchise.
That's where the name is fucking familiar from.
Was sentenced on Tuesday by a court in Florida. Wilson, who had declined to speak to the court in Lee County earlier in the afternoon, was impassive as he was sentenced while there was cheering and applause from the gallery. Okay, now that right there had to be a lit trial.
I'd be having a fucking blast.
He gets sentenced and people burst out in cheers and applause. Nice. In June, he was found guilty of killing Christina Melton and Diane Ruiz, both of the same state in the city of Cape Coral, on October 6th, 2019. He was given the death penalty for both crimes, the New York Post said. Circuit Judge Nicholas Thompson told the court, quote, "The evidence shows the murders were heinous, atrocious, and cruel, while the second murder of Miss Ruiz was, quote, cold, calculated, and premeditated." Jurors had recommended the death penalty, and Judge Thompson said Wilson's crimes were so awful, he found, quote, no bias to overrule them. The 30-year-old, who has a swastika tattoo on his face, killed the woman for the sake of killing, Assistant State Attorney Andreas Gardner told the court.
That is what you call a psychopath.
Wilson first strangled Melton, 35, in her Cape Coral home, where her body was found, after they had met at a live music bar. After stealing the dead woman's car, he used her phone to call his girlfriend, Melissa Montez, 41. He assaulted her, but she refused to get in the vehicle. He then met Miss Ruiz, 43, who asked him for directions in Cape Coral and invited her into the car. Sounds like an Uber driver.
That's what it kind of sounded like.
When the woman tried to get out of the vehicle, Wilson strangled her before throwing her out of the car, only to get back in and, quote, run her over until she looked like spaghetti.
I'm never going to look at spaghetti quite well.
How the hell do you run her over that much?
You'd be amazed. What kind of car was it?
I don't say.
Oh.
It could have been a tank.
It was probably a Prius. Miss Melton suffered bruising to her face and body, hemorrhages on her neck, and contusions to the lungs, liver, bladder, and colon, among others. Among her injuries, Ruiz suffered a nasal bone fracture, a laceration to her left breast, bruising on both sides of her body, and multiple rib fractures. Wilson's lawyers argued that he suffered brain damage from drug addiction and had abandonment issues stemming from being given up for adoption by his biological parents. His adoptive parents pleaded for clemency, saying in a letter that, quote, the human is still in there.
They have faith in that he's going to come to his senses.
Basically. Yeah. Wilson was also found guilty of grand theft, burglary of a dwelling, battery, and petite theft.
I should be accused of battery. I tried to give you a battery earlier.
Petite, I don't know, whatever. It looks like petite. Whatever the hell that means.
It's probably petty
theft. Yeah. Well, yeah, but then they spelled it wrong.
Yeah.
Because they spelled it P-E-T-I-T. That's not petty.
No.
But you're probably right. Boy, and these people want $20 an hour.
Hey, I was making 23.
In Florida, anyone sentenced to death can choose between lethal injection or electrocution.
He can choose?
Yeah. Sparky for the win.
Well, it's 2019. He's probably got an execution on there. The one he chose. But they also get their final last meal.
Yeah, I know.
Some of it's really
weird. We won't talk about that.
I wonder if someone who's going to get electrocuted, if you fed them unpopped popcorn.
I think we are going with that.
Before they got electrocuted, do you think maybe
they would pop the popcorn once they're zapped? With high voltage?
I don't know.
I don't know. Wiretap is turned off. I don't know. I wonder if that is actually...
I don't know. The AI is on
floor. I just said the wiretap is off. I wonder about that. Are you looking it up or are you messaging somebody?
I'm typing up this thing.
Okay. I'm doing this for
research purposes.
Yeah. Well, I know about an electric popcorn maker. I know about an electric skillet. I know about a microwave. I know about an air popper. But I want to know, will the sparks, can electric, let's try electric sparks.
Why must you touch me?
Oh, electricity doesn't pop popcorn. Heat does. Ah, shoot. I was hoping. That'd be... So anyway... Where are we going today, Brain, as soon as you're done? 2 weeks, guys. 2 weeks.
Shall we? Oh, that's right. We also got the fireplace. Never mind. Sorry. I'm...
Oh, damn it.
Words hard, okay? I'm trying to get everything set up for this, the wedding, and I'm...
Being molested by feet.
If anybody sees little feet growing out of the side of my arm, you know, that's daddy's problem, but daddy's not helping.
Unpopped popcorn kernels will not pop if a person is electrocuted. I take that as a challenge.
I mean, if you put two curling irons.
Tim Allen, more power. I'm sorry, but if you took somebody and.
And then why?
The acid in someone's stomach, maybe?
Popcorn kernels pop when heated to around 180 degrees Celsius, which is not the temperature of an execution. However, if you throw them into a substation or one of the big-ass transformers...
That's not ethical.
And what these people do to get the death penalty isn't exactly ethical either.
That's not why I'm here for.
I'm just saying, I mean, if...
This is why they fight the death penalty. It's not humane. Bitch, the reason why they're not on there is because they weren't humane. What the fuck?
Well, that's...
We put dogs to sleep for biting people.
I know.
Let me put them to sleep for fucking some shit up.
Well, you know, it's like, oh, we're going to give them lethal injection. Well... We got to clean the area, make sure it's sterile.
It's not infected. Who the fuck cares?
Who cares?
If you're going to die, you're going to die. You're going to die anyway.
Go get the rusty needle out of the back shed.
Go get one of those big,
they're going to die anyway.
Dude, I'd purposely stick it in shit. Oh, stick it in their arm. Why must you be this way? You know, Daddy's home. Go play with Daddy. Go, Daddy.
Here.
Oh, fucking crotch goblin.
You actually gonna come over here and cuddle? No.
No. The fuck, man.
No.
I'm trying. So, have you heard of the death of Garnett Spears?
No.
Or not Garnett. Yeah, it's Garnett. I'm retarded.
Random things I find on that topic.
If death row inmate is about to be electrocuted, asked to eat a jumbo-sized bag of popcorn kernels for his last meal.
Leave it alone, honey.
How many kernels would pop successfully? Roughly 24, really?
Stop being a brat.
Gotta love Reddit.
Reddit is hilarious. First, fuck off.
We need to get on Reddit.
That would cause problems.
Why?
I feel like that one.
Oh my god. If gravity is real, why doesn't... Your thumb's in the way.
Sorry.
Why doesn't all of the air fall to the ground?
Because... Air has no weight.
That's what it says on there.
Oh my god. I hate people.
These people breed and they vote.
You have no clue. You have no idea. Sorry. You work in the bank life. It's understandable.
You work in fast food customer service industry.
Okay, that's also true.
Yeah.
But it's like, so... Don't
even better yet, work in the back of an ambulance for a couple of shifts.
No.
There's a reason why they put warning labels on things. However, I think they should take some of them off and let nature thin itself out a little bit.
The Gorilla Glue thing. I mean,
yeah.
It says for external use only, right? If we take that off. We're going to end a lot of the population right there. I don't know.
I got nothing for that one.
What? What did I do? What about me?
My head hurts reading that.
Yeah.
What did I do?
No. She's looking up Reddit.
Somebody asked.
I don't know.
Neil deGrasse Tyson told me that my anus is one of 8 bodies orbiting the sun while pointing at space. My anus also exists in my body. So if my anus exists in 2 places at a given time, does that mean my anus is just a rip in the fabric of space, time, aka a wormhole?
You're talking about the anus as in your anus, you fuck.
And this I heard they make really good fudge.
Oh, I talked to Jamie. She might stop and get some.
She's going to stop and bring us.
If they pass it. Might.
She got to talk to her driver.
Mm.
And I know how she can get him to stop at Uranus to get us some fudge. Show him the titties. Let him play with the titties.
Honestly, down in Helena, Georgia, they have good fudge too. So I'm not much. But I didn't share anything with anybody else.
Yeah, I know.
Not even him. I was down in, I lived in North Carolina.
Fudge packer.
Fuck you, I wasn't sharing with nobody. No, I think you did get some pieces of fudge for that one. When I went to Helena and then came back to North Carolina. Did you get some fudge?
It had peanuts. Like and, don't you remember it had peanuts and corn in it?
Now that but this was when you were so fucking angry because you were like, I was going to propose to you in North Carolina and I didn't want to come back. I didn't want to go back into the house.
I don't blame you.
Not anymore. Oh, yeah. He was mad because I didn't come back.
Because you didn't come back to him? Or because you didn't come back with fudge?
No, I didn't come back to him. I said I was going to Georgia for like a couple days. Because we were close. We were a few hours from Georgia. Well, I extended my trip almost a week and a half. Because I'm like, I'm not fucking going back. And then he made me feel bad.
And you've been stuck with him ever since.
And then, well, it only took us like 3 weeks to end up moving back home anyway, from that point.
Mm.
Him and the guy that we stayed with got into it. And the funny thing is, I started talking to the wife that left him. It was the only reason why we went down there. It was, you know, a bad day.
It was a cluster. So, where are we going tonight, Brain?
Oh, my freaking shoulder hurts. We are actually going to... Hold on.
She gotta look it up.
Valhalla, New York.
Valhalla,
New York. V-A-L-H-A-L-L-A. Valhalla.
Navi, please don't jump on the furniture.
You gotta behave, okay? Thank you.
There is a Valhalla, New York.
Yep. But we're gonna start off first in Decatur, Alabama.
Decatur.
And then end up in Valhalla.
Well, that's usually how you do it. You start and then you work your way up to Valhalla. By dying in battle.
Sadly, this kid pretty much died in battle.
Oh. Okay.
So everyone's probably like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I give you. Go ahead.
So... There is a video.
Okay.
I don't think anybody should. I mean, I could play it for you. If you watch it, you will kind of get pissed the fuck off.
No, I'll be all right then. Tell us about it, though, Brain.
So, what happens to a human body when you add too much of anything?
It blows typically up.
It's not electrocution, dear.
Hey, Paul. Paul, did you hear about the new Afghanistanian Barbie?
No.
It's a blow-up doll.
Or is she?
I'm so fucking hate you so much right now. You're dumb.
Stay.
So this
Valhalla Bound.
So Garnett Paul Thompson Spears. Fucking name.
Wow. Any relationship to Britney?
No. It's dead. You can't use it.
Anyway. Oh, he's dead?
No, I'm talking to my child. Whatever. It's not going to work. Go ahead. Look. There's no battery, child. Whatever. Was born.
Go play on dads.
Was born December 3rd, 2008. Okay. Which is the same year my oldest crotch goblin was born. This one was actually born 7 days earlier.
Oh.
Gee.
Uh-huh.
That's generally what a crotch goblin is.
But he died January 23rd of 2014.
Actually, it'd be fully cooked baby batter.
Some of them aren't fully cooked.
And some of them vote.
Well, my oldest is overcooked because he's smart ass.
Takes after his mom. Wonder where he got that from. Yeah, knife hand.
But he was only a 5-year-old boy who died at the hospital in a suburban Valhalla, New York hospital.
Big apple.
No, Valhalla.
Valhalla's, I think, a few hours away.
Okay.
But he was actually murdered by his own mother.
Oh.
Lacey Spears.
That's where the son was similar. Okay.
Who injected him with high levels of sodium.
Salt.
Leading to swelling.
I know
swelling,
what sodium is.
Leading.
Actually, sodium is not all salt, though.
But the thing is, how she, her poison, her weapon of choice was sticking a needle into his feeding tube, using and injecting him with table salt.
Large amount of.
Massive. But, bless you. But this led to the swelling of his own brain. That's why too much salt is bad for you. At any age, it's really bad.
Why, when I cook, I don't cook with it.
I don't either.
No.
Ow! Crotch?
I has a question. Uh-oh. Kid's 5 years old, right? And he's got a feeding tube?
I'm going to explain
okay.
A little bit.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
So, Lacey Spears, who was later diagnosed with Munchkin by proxy.
Ah, yes.
Munchausen syndrome, if y'all want to be specific here, but was born and raised in Decatur, Alabama. The Baymans.
And she married her first brother.
Fucking no, but she
okay,
looks like
her second brother.
I don't fucking know. Lonely as a single mother and desperate for attention, Lacey constantly posted
buy a dog.
For real.
Sorry.
Posted on social media about her son's health struggles, even going as far as to start a blog devoting to her chronically searching for the cure to whatever illness plagued him. This is where the whole something's coming up. Okay? Telling friends she wanted to leave Alabama. And Lacey then moved Garnett to Florida to live with her maternal grandmother, Peggy. Eventually, she moved in with her son to the town of Chestridge, New York, 14 months prior to the death. of Garnett. In New York, Lacey and Garnett lived in a community called Fellowship for Elderly and Disabled People. In explaining her son's paternity, she created a fictional character, Officer Blake, who died in a car accident to be Garnett's father. She lied to Garnett's biological father, Chris Hill, that Garnett was not his son and threatened to keep distance from her and Garnett.
So she didn't tell baby daddy that he was baby daddy.
Because she wanted what? Attention. A lot of people want attention. Please don't hurt me. Hold up. Bridemaid issue.
You lost your spot.
No, bridemaid issue. Maid of honor. Oh. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Sorry. 2 weeks before the wedding and last minute is issues. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Anyhow, let me jump back to this. But people who were close to Lacey seem to be the caring and loving mother.
She made it look like...
Right.
A typical 5-year-old should be up, bouncing around, running around.
I got cow slippers.
I know. So do I.
So, technically. She actually went on
the... match.
Went on 48 hours.
She was on 48 hours. Yep. Ooh.
That Garnett's health issues began just weeks later, and he was diagnosed with failure to thrive. This is about when he was born, okay?
Okay.
He was in and out of the hospital for the first 9 weeks of his life, and even for a period of time afterwards. So, plagued by health issues, Lacey Spears took Garnett to over a dozen medical facilities.
All different towns, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes.
And it was always under a different name. So the medical trail cannot be followed.
This is where we're going to start getting tricky. She told the 48... Garnett had a severe ear infection, and the biggest problem we had, we couldn't get him to eat, so he was losing weight. He would just not take the bottle. He wouldn't take the baby food. He would not nurse. At 10 weeks old, doctors at a hospital in Alabama found his sodium levels to be unusually high. At 180.
Oh, shit.
The normal range is 140 for infants. But according to Lacey Spears, she couldn't get Garnett to eat or gain weight. So she took him into more doctors, and at 9 months old, he had surgery to insert the feeding tube. Commonly referred to as a G-tube. Okay, so all y'all needed to know that.
Yep.
Where nutrients go directly from the abdomen, whether through a hanging bag or a bottle or a syringe. I am really good on ever stabbing my child through that. I've witnessed that firsthand with my friend's sister. I couldn't tell you what the hell she had. She passed a few years ago. But she was diagnosed with something and she would never make it to see 18. And she died when she was 17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But I could not tell you what it is. But I've watched them feed her, and I felt so bad.
I've had my ex-wife and I had special needs kids, and we had one that had a feeding tube. Yeah.
That
interesting.
That takes some skill, first off. But just think, this kid should have been normal. No medical conditions that they've found. Anyway, Lacey Spears documented her life with Garnett on social media. Please stay the fuck off if you're going to do stupid shit. She included photos of him during the hospital stays, frequently posted on sites like Facebook, Twitter, and a blog she created called Garnett's Journey. 48 Hours obtained documents that revealed suspicions on Lacey. Suspicions that Lacey Spears suffered from Munchausen syndrome by proxy, a condition where illnesses can be faked or induced in someone else, usually a mother onto her child, mostly seeking attention. Lacey and her son Garnett moved from Alabama to Florida, where she continued to take Garnett to various doctors. Some friends back in her hometown, however, said Garnett seemed healthy. The day that they came to visit, Garnett was bouncing like a 2-year-old child running around. I never thought he was sick or anything. And we had lunch. He ate just like a normal 2-year-old should.
Mm-hmm.
In 2012, Garnett Spears moved to Chestnut Ridge, New York. They lived in the alternative and holistic community for elderly and disabled, called the Fellowship Community. That's where Spears worked, taking care of elderly, and Garnett attended school. Life at the Fellowship was going well for Lacey and for Garnett, who, after living there for a year and a half, was thriving.
Nice.
He was a little social butterfly, and he loved it, according to Spears at that point. And that's what she told told 48. Shortly after Garnett Spears turned 5, he was hospitalized once again. This time, he wouldn't return home. Because Lacey told 48, Garnett was experiencing seizures. You would too after that much.
Well, yeah, exactly. I'd be.
But there's actually a Facebook photo of her sitting on the hospital bed with Garnett January 17th. He died a few days later. After he was admitted to New York's Neck Hospital, a video of an EEG set up using a special cap on his head. My daughter had that. Mm-hmm. Wired to machine that monitors brain activity because my daughter likes to shake. So we were kind of worried it was a type of seizure. It's not a seizure. It's just her thing. But it does scare a lot of teachers because she just shakes and I can't help that. I'm sorry. But meanwhile, with his mother's consent, a camera was set up to record Garnett in the room. Everything seemed normal, but almost 2 days after being admitted, he took a turn for the worse. Tests later showed that Garnett's sodium level, which were 138 when he was admitted, rose to the dangerous level of 182.
Damn.
And the video that's on here, I will back off on ever showing that, but is literally the EEG footage before Garnett's video, before his condition changed. There was no issues on the EEG when the doctors came in at that point.
And mom was in there with them.
Mm-hmm. Garnett was airlifted to Westchester Maria Ferrari, Jesus Christ, guys, Children's Hospital. His condition was improved by that point. He was on 182. Now they've airlifted him to a different hospital, which is in Valhalla, by the way. And his recovery lasted 24 hours. His high sodium levels already, at that point, caused his brain to extremely swell. He was placed on life support. And she tells 48 hours, Spears does, she couldn't understand why. I don't know what's happening. That's my 5-year-old son on life support. On January 23rd, Garnett Spears was officially declared dead. Doctors suspected Lacey Spears of poisoning her son with salt, called for the popo to make an immediate investigation. Police immediately acquired search warrants to enter her home, and they seized hundreds of items, including bottles of sea salt. Bottles.
Regular or pink Himalayan?
Jesus, I don't fucking know. During the second search warrant, almost 2 days later, police returned to the Fellowship community and 2 feeding bags were recovered. Lab reports later revealed they contained massive amounts of sodium. Oh. Each bag had at least, according to officials, the equivalent of 69 small packets of salt.
Holy jeebus. Or one small order of McDonald's french fries.
Oh my god. You know that actually, when they do the salting on McDonald's fries, that salter is actually measured out in an end.
Wait, what?
So they flip the salt holder. It's actually measured out for so much. If you want it salted again, you have to flip it back over and let the salt go in. It is measured. So you're not supposed to be over-salted. But you do it this way. Anything on the bottom of that pan is sitting there. So you get probably like twice the amount if it's on the bottom of the little thing.
Well, that's why they fucking mix it.
They're supposed to.
Fucking, have you seen them mix that so much? Like, what the
some fuck don't. Doing? Because you're supposed to, so it gets coated. But some don't. And it's so bad.
And they want $20 an hour.
Oh, my.
They can't even do their job right.
And then when you tell them, oh, I want fries with no salt, right? And they have to drop a new bag. What they'll do is they'll hold, you know, the box. And they'll do this with the fresh butter fries so you don't get the salt. But I want to tell you what, that fucking grease hurts like a motherfucker. So fuck everyone who says no salt. Because there's no easy way of doing it. It hurts like a bitch.
Yeah, there is. Take the fucking basket out, put fucking fries in. Done.
Yeah, but you have, okay. First off, that's what I said. But when you flip it and put it, you have to put them in a box, right? Your fry McDonald's box, medium size, large size, that little container, you have to pour it above the thing. So the grease that is on that, the fry basket, comes in, hits you in the hand. That fucker hurts. That's what I was trying to get at. There, dear. Fucking hurts. I don't like oil. I don't like oil. It fucking hurts. But, I mean, it is good. Shut up, Paul.
So no oil wrestling for you on your
The retired Westchester County detective Daniel Carfi. The amounts of sodium in those bags were lethal. Yeah, that's 69 bags. What the fuck?
He obviously hadn't gone to McDonald's.
True. Lacey Spears was arrested on June 17th, 2014, almost 5 months after her son's death.
Took him long enough.
Yeah, actually, it really did. I never understood that. But the trial began February 3rd, 2015. Her legal team insists that Garnett's death was caused by a medical mistake, with Nick Hospital being at fault.
Oh, of course.
Stephen Ripping, one of Spears' attorney, tells 48 the hospital changed his diet because, or not because, sorry, that caused or exasperated his stomach
problem. But now wait, back up here for a few minutes. You said that the hospital, with permission from mom, put a camera in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't catch her.
I'm not done.
Okay.
There's always more to tell.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Always more
to tell. But wait.
There's more.
So they didn't give him the necessary medication during the day to combat dehydration, which they exasperated the dehydration by giving him rapid infusion IV solution. That is their fight. That's what they were standing on. March 2nd, 2015, less than 3 days of deliberation, jurors found her guilty of second-degree murder.
Should have been first, but...
She was and is sentenced to 20 years to life in prison.
20 years to life, she'll be out in 15.
Now, you're right. They did have the video. And there is videos out there of this exact thing.
Ooh.
I will not show it.
Yeah, please don't.
But literally, you watch her take the bag and what seems to be a needle and walk out of the camera view. And she's the only one in the room. Yep. Then that bag goes up. Hanging. And right there is when he had the seizure. Right after. You pretty much watch that kid die. And on camera.
And it took him that long to arrest her.
There was so much with that. Because if you watch there's actually episodes on a documentary on Netflix called The Web of Lies, Sick Boy. Okay? Literally, she had a good. It's on Netflix, but they talk about how anytime they did anything, she'd make sure he was messed up somehow. She would. And then she would try and say it's a medical thing. Typically, with instant death, it takes a while to get the autopsy first.
Yeah, it's true.
Then, hospital, like in this case, took them 2 months to get back to the cops with all of the proof.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So you have that, and then you don't know how long the autopsy was.
Right.
And that can range anywhere from 3 weeks to 4 months.
Right.
But also, if you watch it, Lacey called friends at the fellowship to destroy those bags.
Oh, jeez.
Get rid of them. I don't want them there. That's going to remind me of Garnett. I want to say Garrett every time, sorry. Didn't want Garnett, any reminder of Garnett. Wanted them to throw it away. That's why they only found 2 bags. God knows how many bags were actually there.
Yeah. I didn't realize that.
She didn't make it easy at all. And then to find out his father later on. He's a cute kid too. Oh, he is. But finds out she did all of this to him. he didn't know anything of what that poor kid was going through.
Well, he didn't even know he was the father.
She was saying he wasn't. And then, like, he eventually, I think it was right before he died, he got a paternity test and found out he was.
Oh, Jesus.
So, to learn that and then...
Yeah.
Get fucked anyway.
Right.
And that was his first kid.
Wow.
And, you know, this poor kid has been moved from Alabama to Florida...
To New York.
And dies there by the hands of the mother.
There should be a special place in hell for those people.
This is why not everyone should be parents. This is where pro-choice comes involved, but I think this isn't a pro-choice situation. This should have been a pro-force situation. If they were already having some mental issues,
or
people like that should not have kids.
Obviously. Or, you know, my brother and I, we'd talk every morning on the way into work.
Who the fuck is staying up with you at 3 a.m.?
My brother. He gets up at 2. He also exercises first thing in the morning before he goes to work. Anyway, we have conversations.
So and you need to calm down.
One of the conversations we've had was about abortion, because that's a huge...
That's an item of debate because of politics right now.
Because of what it is. The thing of it is, and I agree with my brother on this aspect of it, if the mom doesn't want the baby, the father should be able to step in and say, I want the kid.
But you got to prove he's the father.
If it's proven that he is the father and she wants to abort the kid, he should have a say, I want the baby.
And
then when the kid is born, he gets the baby, and then he can take her ass to court for child support.
I see your point. But the thing is, they're not going to... 9 times out of 10, they will never stick a needle in to get DNA on that because they don't want to cause a miscarriage at that point.
Well, you know what? Honestly, my opinion...
I'm not saying anything. I'm just trying to prove that point.
But here's my opinion. Even if it turns out that the kid isn't biologically his, if he thinks it is and he wants the kid, he should be able to have the kid. I'm not wrong in my thinking.
No. So, I agree with, you know, letting the guy have that option too. My whole situation is I can see where rape becomes the issue.
Right.
That's where my issue is.
There's
also another exception, you know, there's incest. You don't know what you're bringing under that table. That becomes another liability.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to, you know, defend that. I'm just saying there's different exceptions, especially if it could kill you.
Most incest is actually rape anyways.
He's got a point. Unless you're from Alabama.
Look it up on stats.
Or Kentucky. No.
I agree, but I just want to say I know a few and I'd rather not.
If it is incest and both of them, well, okay. I could understand if you're like second fucking cousin, never met, and all of a sudden, hey, look. Oh, shit.
Ew. Oops.
What about third cousins?
That's even further out.
Hey,
and in some states, you can actually marry your second cousin.
You can marry your first cousin in some. So back no, down.
Just wrong.
But in Texas, you can't have more than 6 dildos in your closet.
7. Sorry.
She knows the laws. She used to sell them.
I'd be fucked. I'm just saying.
Uh-huh.
Oh, if you're a seller, then can you
no.
More?
No.
No. Mm-mm.
Psst. Hey, 9 dildos. You want to buy 2? I'm over the limit.
Fucking. It sounds like the watch guy from Hercules. You just did that. Hey, I've got some watches.
I got nothing.
I got watches on this side and dildos over here.
I have a brand new one.
Those are extra.
But like, honestly,
right?
How I look at it is this, though. If he wants you to go through, if he wants the baby, fine. Have him financially take care of all of it. That includes the labor portion.
But now if...
Hang on.
Okay.
Hold on before you... That's the labor, the bills... associated with it, you know, medication thing, whatever. Okay? Now, as soon as you're done, you know, you give birth to this crack show, and you don't want the kid, you sign your rights away and you're done. But that goes for the guy too. He don't want to be daddy? Don't force him. Don't make him pay child support. Right. Let it go.
Yeah.
That is where my brain goes. If you want, you know, the woman says, hey, I might want to be a parent later, but not right now, then okay, keep it open. But that's how I feel about child support in general. Like, me and Paul, how weird as this sounds, and I love him dearly, but we've actually planned things out if me and him don't work. 50-50, no mm-hmm. child support. You cover what you need to for the kid. I cover what I need to, and we split like schooling costs.
Yep.
It's sad, but I've got it all planned out because, you know, I do it with my ex-husband.
Yeah, well.
And then we wrote me and my, you know, son's father that no. We have to have literally in writing that anytime he comes to visit, he has to have a different pair of clothes on going home. We don't get along that much.
Ah. Honestly, gotcha.
I still hope he chokes on a nut, but that's okay. I didn't say kill, by the way. I just said I hope he chokes on a nut.
And hopefully it's his boyfriend's.
He kind of reminds me of a gay man right now, so he just
He could
pass as a true gay guy. Tell me he can't.
You're the one that had sex with him. I don't give a fuck about him.
I don't know. Well, I'm right here. What? That's your daddy. But, you know, it is what it is. You can't always... You can't always pick those situations.
It also helps if you close your eyes before you put them on and then open them once you put them on.
Yeah.
Until you get used to them.
I didn't think about that.
I've been, like right now, my eyes are actually, the eyes are actually, like, they're sore.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
That's why you see me take them off.
Well, even to this day, too, I'll pop mine up on my head every now and then when I'm doing something. Like I do it at work a lot of times. I work with computers while I'm doing the tests and stuff. And I'd say 80% of the time I actually have a pair of safety glasses on. And these are either sitting up on my head or they're on my workstation.
Yeah.
Because I'm working, I can't find that
medium.
Happy medium to where I can see with my glass, you know. Because otherwise I'm back like this And that hurts my back even worse than what it already is.
I can't get that lucky. I get all blind anyway. Inside, outside, it don't matter. I'm just blind.
What?
I'm blind. So I gotta put my glasses on.
And these are just like reading power strength. Like literally, you could probably go to Walmart and get a pair of readers that are.
And how much did you spend on them?
Almost $300.
Yeah, you could have went to Walmart and got a pair of readers.
Yeah, Paul. Anyway.
I bet you these were more than yours.
Usually are. Once you start getting into
6.5.
Once you start getting into the transitional type thing, oh my god.
Well, that's
that makes it worse.
These are
I'm right here.
Transitions too.
Yeah. Oh, you're gonna love those.
Dude, I already fucking hate them. I'm not gonna lie, they don't get dark.
Not in the car, they won't.
No, these are supposed to. These are the extra active.
It don't matter.
In the car,
they will not get dark. No. They will not get dark in the car.
They may say that, but they will not.
No, they will not.
That's the thing that's pissing me off the most.
They won't work like sunglasses in the car. Sorry.
Why? That's why
I know. That's
like,
what I thought when I got mine too. I'm like, yes, I'm not gonna have to buy. Fuck, I gotta buy sunglasses.
That's why I was telling him not to get all these expensive stuff because I know what's gonna happen. No, I want okay, whatever, because they ain't gonna work.
The only I'll tell you when I had state insurance, the bare bones
glasses and frame.
You've glasses and frames. That's it.
Yeah.
And I got insurance through work, and I got an HSA and stuff like that. So I mean, it's not the best, but it's good. And the. The first pair of glasses I got that I got without state insurance. So you know what? I'm going to pay the extra. I want the transitions. And I'll tell you what. Other than them not working in the car, if they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'll go outside and within 3 seconds, they're dark.
Yeah.
That's, now, coming that's, into the building sometimes.
The delay.
Coming into work, there are days where I come in for my cigarette at lunch and it's like.
The delay.
I can't see because there's a delay.
Even these, I was wearing them earlier and they wouldn't get dark at all. I was outside.
It depends on the UV light.
The UV light, the strength of the sun, and if there is any sort of fucking shade, any causes issues. That's why I liked regular transitions because it was nice, but there are certain days you want it to change real quick and it doesn't. It's a slow. It's like putting your opening up.
But I'll tell you,
the best thing
about these suckers is in winter, you do not have to worry about snow blind. Trust me on that.
No, all of the reflection? Okay.
Because they will go dark instantly.
My shoulder hurts, honey. Please don't.
Yeah. They're great in the winter on nice sunny days when all the snow is on the ground and everybody's going, ah, you're just.
That part, yes.
They're great. They're great. You will. It wasn't very sunny today, but like the rest of the weekend, it's supposed to be nice. Outside, it'll. And the heat, the temperature affects them a little bit too.
Oh, the heat and humidity?
Though? Yes.
Yeah, just give it. You've only had them since noon.
Three.
Yeah.
Three. So So 6 hours.
And the sun's already starting to go down by then.
Well, I went to Five Below, right there in Love's Park.
Yeah.
Chesney, sorry. And like I was looking in the mirror, looking actually over by the sun and stuff, not directly into it. I was looking over by it, and I was one of these. So sun's here, I'm looking like over here and stuff, kind of doing one of these.
And now the thing of it is sometimes they won't go all dark; they'll just
tint
shade a little bit, and you might not be able to tell the difference.
I took them off, and I did one of these. I was like, they didn't.
Mine will go really, really light, or they'll go really, really dark. It just depends. I've had them where I've gone, and I look at them, and you can just see the outline of where it's starting to turn back to regular color glass. Yeah. They were so light, I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
But see, I got the gray ones.
Yeah, these are the
gray. They'll turn.
And I'm gonna give them a shot. Don't get me wrong. I was an experiment and stuff like that. But I'm like, damn, $420 for a pair of glasses.
Yeah, they're not sunglasses. Sorry, man.
They're not. It's not.
They are sunglasses, but they're not. They don't work in the cars.
Yeah.
This is why I can't get transitions, because like I need, you know, certain type.
You would need regular prescription sunglasses.
Yep. Because I need it for work.
Regular prescription sunglasses? They have those?
Yes, they do.
Oh yeah.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah.
I mean,
I could have taken my old pair, which are down in my car. I could have taken my old pair and turned those into sunglasses.
Yep.
Would I? I've got these. Other than driving in the car. But then I get back to the same thing. It's like, okay, like when I wear contacts, I got to put my sunglasses on. I got to take my sunglasses off. I got to put my sunglasses on. I got to take my sunglasses off.
See, I have to wear sunglasses to do my job.
Oh. Oop.
Because of the screens.
Oh, yeah. Because it gets too
bright. So
well,
it would be...
you need the screen...
anti-reflections.
Yeah.
Which doesn't always work.
Oh, so I know.
I just put sunglasses on, and I'm fine.
Yeah, see, I've got the anti-scratch...
That's a needed situation.
Yeah. I've got the anti-scratch. I've got the transitions. And I also have polycarbonate.
I don't think I have polycarbonate.
No, you don't.
I got the polycarbonate lenses.
Oh, so yours are...
plastic. Basically, they're plastic.
It's plastic. Yeah. It's more... It's sturdier. Yours is not, because they didn't offer it for those frames. Every frame is different. Oh, stop with the mom.
Yeah, but a lot of the reason I got the polycarbonate is I do a lot of shooting. So I'd rather have safety glasses than, you know. And they're a lot lighter too. The polycarbonates are really light.
I'd almost rather have them a little bit on the heavy side. What was I saying? I'd rather have them a little bit on the heavy side. That way I know
if you have them on or not.
Yeah, well, I could tell because everything's fucking
blurry.
Fuzzy and blurry. It's something else.
Anybody wants a kid? I'm selling her. $5. Fucking come take it. I'm tired of my name.
Your name's not mom, though.
Say dad.
Say daddy.
Say daddy. S- So, Paul, are you looking forward to 2 weeks?
I really am. I don't know what you have in store or what Crystal has in store for you and me.
I'm innocent.
Bullshit. And water is not wet.
No, it's actually, it's not. But
I'm dead. I'm dead.
It's going to be. I will tell you this much, Paul. It's going to be a ceremony that you're not going to forget.
And don't get me wrong. I want it to be unique.
Oh, it's unique.
I just don't want to get embarrassed on it. I'm a motherfucker. I'm going to kill somebody.
Now you'll be fine.
Well, wait. Define embarrassed.
You'll be fine.
I'll be fine? Well, you probably know what's going on. Anyway.
I've read it. You're fine.
Define embarrassed.
I know she's planning on giving me fucking gummies that's going to make me hard during the middle of the fucking wedding.
Not near as bad as that, so you're good.
Damn it, I gotta rewrite the ceremony now.
No, you don't.
First off,
wait. Why didn't you tell me this?
You never fucking asked. But I literally set this up with Jamie like within the past week and a half.
That's
not my fault. No, it's been longer than a week and a
half. All right, Navi.
I told him I wanted to do that. Jamie just kind of said, here, I have this. Well, it kind of came from 0 to 100, and I'm not going to be the one giving it to him.
Don't look at me.
No.
It's going to have to be one of her friends.
My friends. You sure?
Wait, Crystal has friends?
Yeah, like two.
You're not.
No, you're not.
No, you're not sure.
I have more friends.
I have friends in low places.
I have friends in low places.
I probably have lower, but we're not going to go into it right now.
I have friends that are willing to help me out with a big ass smile on their face.
So I'm just not call gonna me trust and I'll nobody. Help you including my own best man.
I got nothing.
Poor Horse Way's probably like, what the fuck did I do?
I am excited though. I get to meet Cooler Titties. I get to give
and Joe her husband.
I get to give Joe Sue a blue crayon.
Way, get it right.
And is it blue? Been... He's a Marine, right? It's blue.
I don't know. Is he? I don't
no,
know.
I thought his was green.
I think his is green.
TJ find out for blue. Me.
I
find
have,
out for
I
me.
I have a thing of cringe. Oh,
I know TJ. Friends. I know TJ likes the blue ones.
And then it hit. Marine boy is green.
They're both fucking Marines.
Josue.
Josu. Josue.
Josby.
Josie. And the Pussycats.
I mean,
I am obviously not your normal officiant.
I have to go shop.
Clearly not.
On the third.
We need to get crayons.
I need to go shop. Hold up wardrobe shopping.
Okay.
On the third.
The funny thing is, you say
that's
the
normal.
Third, and
okay. No, I just wanted to make sure I seen it.
Yeah.
On the fourth, I get three boxes of crayons for this one.
For that one.
For school.
That one is getting Color Wonder paper and Color Wonder markers. They only can draw on one kind of paper.
We have a big...
Yeah, ask Joe Sue what his favorite crayon is.
I just...
Close way.
Joe Sue.
You could have asked
green,
the what?
Course,
green.
Jalapeno.
Oh! He likes
hey,
what?
Jalapeno cheese spread. That shit is good.
No, thank you. Ooh. He put me in a vegetable.
So should I get him 2 or 3 crayons with a small thing of jalapeno cheese spread?
I'd get him 3 just to be a dick.
No, don't tell him what I got planned. He's the best man, right?
Oh yeah, he's the best.
Well, man. The best man gets a gift. I'm gonna give him some jalapeno cheese spread and 3 crayons. Never met the guy. Hey, you're Joe Sue. Here.
Oh,
that's all I'm gonna do. Here for you.
I will correct.
He's the only Mexican on the thing. I'm Olé. Pretty sure he's gonna figure out who the fuck he is.
You'll notice. You'll as soon as you
actually,
see him, you're gonna be like, oh, that's.
Well, if he's the only Mexican there,
he's the only Mexican in the party.
Only Mexican there, but he'll be the.
I don't know. One of my
Mexicans definitely in the wedding party.
In the wedding party, for sure. That's out.
So now tell me about your best woman, your maid of honor.
Maid of honor, the one that's texting me right now? Yeah, what about her?
What is she like? She like crayons?
No. I mean, she's got enough kids, but that's not the
point. Hey, can I come over and rummage through your closet?
And maybe pink, because foot cancer. And...
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm just going to get him a 24-pack.
Here you go. I'm just going to... I'm not going to read it because I won't actually say it out loud.
Hey,
who cares?
Did he ask his mother about the dress?
I can ask him about it.
Because you asked him like a week and a half ago.
I'll ask him.
Okay. Now I don't want to know. Nope. So, my maid of honor is, she likes chocolate. We're all cheap bitches.
How do you spell racist?
R-A-C-I-S.
Hold on, god damn it, I got...
Got fat fingers.
Is it just me, or is this... Crooked.
That's just you.
Okay,
here, I'm gonna before I hit send.
But Jamie
I'll just put from Kelly.
But
here you go.
Stephanie likes monsters and chocolate.
Monsters and chocolate.
Like the Monster Energy drinks.
Like monsters.
I bet you that's what Dustin says, but I don't even give a fuck to even know that answer. I'll be choke on spit. This is like me a couple weekends ago with Jamie when I got pictures of titties. I get pictures of boobs, tits, whatever, and me and Janelle were talking, and the guys were like... One guy's like, I want to see titties. The other one's like, nope.
Nope. I'm good. Thank you. I'll take a hard pass. Hard pass.
Okay, so.
Ow!
Oh, that sounded like it hurt.
Mm-hmm. You're done.
Okay, so we need to get some jalapeno cheese spread and a 64 box of cheap Walmart crayons. That way he can't be racist because he's got one of every color.
You can order it on Amazon for like 92 cents.
What, the jalapeno cheese spread?
I was talking about the crayons.
I wonder if they make them in all like green.
Just different like... shades of green like they do with skin colors?
I don't know. I don't know this guy. I don't want to spend a whole lot of money.
You're going to end up liking Josue.
And you guys are also... Once I get around to it sometime after the weddings, I don't have time now, but you guys are also going to get a Chaotic Blades original memento for your wedding also.
Oh,
cool. I won't even ask what it is. You'll surprise me.
Uh-huh. It'll be tailored to the both of you. Uh-huh. Something you can hang up or display somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
There is a 12 count of green crayons in bulk for $6.95.
Send that to me.
I feel used.
Now I just got to find jalapeno cheese dip.
You could probably find it on
Woodman's.
Probably.
This guy probably doesn't know what to think about me. He never met me. That's okay.
He's seen some of the podcasts.
Oh.
There's 256 bulk crayon orders that you can get for $49.
No.
I'm sending the camera. Sorry,
guys. I was just reading.
No, they just wanted to see your ass.
I love his ass in those pants.
Oh, my gosh. He actually did notice these pants.
I did.
They're pants.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that makes that changes my whole dress code then. Now that I know a few things. I can't find somebody that'll play Omar the Tent Maker. I have to get two of them grafted together because the large one still isn't large enough. Well, I wore it that one night and I was one wrong thought away from, you know.
Hello.
Yeah, right.
That's how I'm going to put it, because I get what you're saying, but I don't know how to...
I get what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I'm putting...
Yeah, what I'm feeding out? Yeah.
Yeah.
So 2 weeks, nobody's got cold feet?
I've got a cold shoulder.
I got cold feet. That's why I'm wearing my cow slippers.
You're a dork.
Well, you have them on too, so don't say anything.
Yeah, I know. My feet are always cold, though.
That's true.
I got my shit kickers on.
I see that. Oh, shit. I got to relace my boots.
Uh-huh. Oh, God. Don't tell me you're wearing, like, goth boots or something.
No.
Okay.
I don't know what shoes he's wearing. Don't ask.
No.
I actually have no idea.
Dude, that'd be some fucked up stuff. Him in a kilt and fucking goth boots?
Oh.
Oh, fuck.
They do have some those dominatrix type style boots.
No, I want to get the...
Hello,
I want to get the black suede knee highs.
That'd be kind of hilarious, actually.
Yeah, like you see at the Ren Fair?
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
My shoulder hurts.
Well, yeah, because your daughter jumped on it.
Oh, it's hurting for me. Wait.
Okay, let's see here. Oh, hell no.
What?
Nope.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, those
might work. You have Tylenol on you.
Those might work.
I got the painkillers in my duffel, but not here.
I'm not asking you. I was asking Kelly. Go potty.
Please walk.
Please keep your shorts on until you at least get to the bathroom. Daddy, you want to go help?
So, I'm going to have to do some research.
Daddy.
What?
He's going.
Do you not see me walking this
way? Why are you still looking at me to argue? Go.
Wow.
Why are you still fucking around? Go figure out what the hell your daughter's doing. No.
Here, I'll do it.
No.
No.
Oh. Wow. Your dick. That sounded a little Mexican.
You've been hanging around Joe Suit so much.
I guess so. I was like,
so
the fuck was that?
Well, like I think we will can the shit show for the night.
Yeah, that thing is... How do you think I felt when he got my legs?
Shit. You want to go flush?
Flush. Yeah, please flush. I don't need Navi turds floating in my toilet. I was in there one night after she left and there were little floaties.
Oh.
You know, it's okay for kids to do it, but with adults, man, there is some guy that I work with lays toilet paper down over the top of the water and shits on it and then leaves.
We ain't wiping?
I don't know.
I feel like,
yeah, exactly.
No.
So. All right, so Tech Bitch, is tonight your last podcast with us?
No.
Next week.
Next week. Well, technically, wedding is going to be the last.
Well, yeah, but that's not really a podcast. That's going to be a live.
His last day will be next weekend.
Okay. Next Friday.
Yep.
See.
Okay.
Because that's also when the bachelorette and the bachelor party is the day after. I have a babysitter for a child all night. Don't come home drunk. Actually, you probably will. Don't crawl up the stairs. Oh, my God.
First off, who is it?
Your mother.
What, is she sleeping over?
I don't know.
She can. I don't care.
I think so.
But, I mean, she can take Derek's room.
I don't know. That is a discussion we will have at your mother.
And we're going over there tomorrow in a minute.
I know. To be put to work. Instead of, hey, baby, let's cuddle. Because I haven't seen you in 4 days. Nah, bitch, we got to put the fucking work. That sounds like a you issue. You had time at school.
It's so cute. They're fighting like they're married already.
Here in 2 weeks, we're going to be.
I know, right?
I'll sleep here. Don't touch me, kid.
Yeah, just take that one with you. No, wait a minute. We got the house to ourselves tonight. No!
I mean,
bag crystal.
I was gonna say, technically, you don't have the house to yourself because there are people downstairs.
No, but we have the upstairs to ourselves.
Nuh-uh, you got Bison.
She's asleep.
Maybe.
She's on our bed, on her side.
Chill out.
All right, enough.
Hey, get up on the couch and sit.
Daddy told you. What happens when you don't listen?
Anyway.
You gotta listen.
So.
Turn on your listening ears, Navi. Turn on your ears.
So the ceremony is done.
Thank you.
I just got to figure out a slight altercation to my outfit. I'm going to see if I can make that work. I should be able to pull it off. Somehow.
This sounds like a you issue now.
Oh, I know.
I can't help you with any of this.
I know. I got to get a hold of... Oh, my buddy Kurt might be able to help me out. Depending on what shoe size he is. Because those things are expensive.
No shit. You'd be lucky if you could find them at Goodwill.
Yeah,
but your size. They're not cheap.
No.
But then again, shoes aren't cheap in general.
I don't even know how to... Yeah, fuck it. Anyway, I'll deal with that later. So anyway, I think we're going to wrap it up. Because I've been up since 2 this morning. Because I had to fucking work. 3/4 of the plant had off, but we had to go in.
Oh, Kelly. I had to deal with Mom. I had to deal with
See, Paul, Mom. That's what you got to get. $5 on Tebu. It shuts them up.
I fucked up.
Instantly.
Pretty much. Works with her.
Because it soaks you.
I know.
There's other things that could shut us up, but y'all don't do it.
90% of the time, she's not in the mood.
That sounds like a her issue.
Yeah, I know.
I get Paul, and anytime I say I'm even thought of the mood, he's like, hey, let's go.
Titties.
I have gotten in, me and him have, he gets so mad at me, and I just flap a titty out, and he's just like,
I love that.
I'm still mad at you.
I'd love to have him have be in my body for 24 hours.
I wish she'd just whip a titty out for no reason.
I have. We just don't pay attention.
I sleep topless. I don't know. Fuck it.
I wish she'd sleep topless.
Oh, I love it when she sleeps topless.
I can't help tell you the temptation in my age.
I can't win.
Benadryl
cream. So anyway, we're gonna end it tonight. 11,888 downloads. Thank you, everybody. We're starting to get big in Turkey. We're still sprouting in Brussels.
Excuse me.
Feel better?
No.
So, the next week, 2 weeks, we may have Crystal maybe taking care of some wedding stuff.
Like I am right now.
During podcast, we apologize, but we are unscripted. They do have their big day in 2 weeks from tomorrow, the 14th. In September, we will be doing a live feed of the wedding, but we will not be available for comments during the live feed. And we will not be doing the show on Friday night. I may live stream the rehearsal. We don't know yet. I got to talk to them about it. But we're going to keep you guys all in the loop. You're invited to the wedding through the live stream. It will be
Facebook only.
Facebook only. It will be on the 14th. It'll start right around 2 o'clock in the afternoon. That's central time for us people here in Wisconsin. And, you know, if you're outside of Wisconsin, if you're on either one of the coasts, you guys, if you're across the pond, you do the math, figure it out. That's, no, I ain't good with time zones and shit.
We're 6 hours behind the international time.
Greenwich Mean Time.
Yep.
We're Greenwich Mean Time minus 6. 6 or 7?
6.
Okay.
He just said 6. You're like, but.
And we do not, that does not include the daylight saving.
Go ahead.
I just wish I could make it a little more pinpoint, like this one.
You might be able to convert that tip on there.
Don't give him any ideas, please. And yes, this drink bitch will be wearing an actual dress that day.
No, we have none. So anyway, that being said, I gotta, like, I have ADHD squirrel right now. So, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you next week. Thanks for joining us. Have a night. Navi, no.
I didn't invite him. I didn't have...
That's it for this week's episode. We hope you're good and drunk. Stay safe out there, people.
I don't invite everybody that I can remember. Look, I didn't think about it.
Wine and true crime. Good night, fuckers.
hold of them, and